Good.
And we all just got along fine. There was nothing said about it, nothing thought about it. And I said, well, now the young children, they would almost put them out if they wouldn't have them around there with their company and what have you. But then my next brother married. And then the girl that married and then come back in the house with us, her and her husband, she married. That just left me and my youngest brother.
We're talking about the fireplaces and so forth. What did they used to call the open place in front of the fireplace? What would they call that? So down on the floor there in front of the fireplace, the open place?
That down there on the hearth?
Yes, ma'am.
That was made of brick, you know. Mm-hmm. That was called the hearth.
And what about the over the fireplace, the thing that you might set?
Yeah, there was, we called it a mantel board. And the clock was on there, and just, you know, that was a must. It was going to be there, but nothing else particular that just had to stay there. But
yes, ma'am. And did they make the fire? Did they make that with wood or with coal or what?
Of wood.
And what? Let's see. You mentioned they'd use splinters, and what else would they use in there in making
the
fire?
Well, they would go to the woods and get lightered, and sometimes they would get oak wood then. But you'd have to start it with some better wood, and then put the oak on there. Then it would stay last a long time.
Is the splinters and lighter, is that the same thing?
Yeah, splinters and lighter. Now, some people call that baruthum.
I never heard of that.
You haven't heard of that? Well, I believe it was some people moved in here from Tennessee that called it baruthum. It was the first time I'd ever heard it called that.
Yes, ma'am. And in the things in the fireplace that you lay the wood across?
Yeah, fire dogs. We called them.
And let's see, the big round piece of wood that you might put in there, what, any special name for that you put in the fireplace in the back?
In the back?
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
No special name for it, did I not?
Yes, ma'am. And what about the black stuff that formed on the chimney? What would you call that in the fireplace?
What?
The black stuff that formed on the chimney in the fireplace?
Oh, that smut. Well, it would make ashes, and we had to take them ashes out and clean out and take them out. Same way by the stove. You had to take out the ashes out of the stove ever.
Did the stove burn wood, too?
Huh?
Did the stove burn wood, too?
Yeah.
And, let's see. Oh, we're talking about the house. What all would you have in the kitchen? What kind of furniture and all would you have in the kitchen?
Not too much. Stove, and we called it the cook table, or the mama made biscuit, and a coffee mill on the wall that you ground coffee in, and a dish safe. That was where you put your dishes. And a place that was called a safe. The safe was bought ready-made with this reed doors, but the other one was homemade. Table and bench, sure, that bench was there for the youngers wanted to sit on. And the chairs that went around there, and that's about all there was to it. It had no dining room and kitchen then, it was all together.
What would you usually keep in that safe?
Well, that safe was where your food was kept. And the dish safe, we call it, would put your clean dishes in there.
Did y'all have a pantry or anything like that?
Yeah, that's the little room that you, wasn't very big.